themselves up under false pretenses, of course, by labeling themselves as conservative fact checkers, such as that of NewsGuard. One of the things that we have always held to when it comes to our content on the Sons of Liberty Media is to hold to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Remember what Abraham Lincoln said when he said, "Let it be preached from the pulpit and proclaimed in legislatures and enforced in our courts of justice." People want answers. They want the resolve. They do not want more proposed and contrived issues that are left undone, and that is exactly what the Word of God in the Constitution brings. That is, if they are followed. In contrast, what we have been experiencing in America for decades is that the forced propaganda that is having a free hand at destroying our people as well as our foundations. Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels stated that if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. That's me and you. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Is this not, in fact, what Americans have been dealing with when it comes to the mainstream media's tactics, usages, and their end objectives? Why, yes, it is. Sell the people nothing but propaganda by force in leading the narrative in hopes to bring about their desired ends. Apparently, Americans have forgotten that Fake News Legalization Act, brought to you by yours truly, Barack Hussein Obama, back in 2016, which in fact is being played out today. Common Dreams on Monday, December 26th, 2016, called "Under Cover of Christmas, Obama Establishes Controversial Anti-Propaganda Agency." It owns all these not-at-all-important laws are smuggled into the NDAA that are signed on Christmas Eve with basically no public debate, wrote media critic Adam Johnson. Notice also that there was no public debate. That's important because they did not want the people to know what it was that they were enacting upon them. In the final hours before the Christmas holiday weekend, U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama Friday quietly signed the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act into law. And buried within the $619 billion military budget, a controversial provision that establishes a national anti-propaganda center that critics warn could be dangerous for press freedoms. Also notice the acronym NDAA, in which it stands for the National Defense Authorization Act. They didn't want to raise eyebrows, and furthermore, they create names like this because they know all the while that no one would dare talk down a bill with a name like the National Defense Authorization Act. Also, take note that it was buried within the $619 billion military budget. I didn't know that it was the purpose of government to lie and to war against our freedoms, and this under the guise of protecting Americans. This is, in fact, controlling the opposition by leading it. President Harry Truman stated, "For some time, I have been disturbed by the way that the CIA has been diverted from its original assignment. It has become an operational and at times a policy-making arm of the government." Well, what does that have to do with anything, Bradley? Everything. Let William J. Casey, former CIA director, tell you. He said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything that the American public believes is false." Friends, this of course coming from the CIA-controlled Mockingbird Media. The CIA has control over the networks on a global basis, for those that didn't know. So this should explain to you why the mainstream media and their spin doctors are not being censored by big tech companies. After all, you don't see Tucker Carlson being censored. You don't see Sean Hannity or Mark Levin or Glenn Beck being censored. Or the best that you may believe that you have, get out of line when it comes to what their sponsors expect of them or what it is that they are told as to what they can or cannot say. No, they stay in line. How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles? To abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews? And to establish His own righteousness? What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you're new here, I just wanted to let you know that we are broadcasting live. We have a live affiliates all over the country right now, so there will be three breaks from now till the end of the show. They call it the fastest hour on national radio. And with that, now you know why there's going to be breaks, okay? Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Everything you need, friends. You got those that are contributors over at sonsoflibertymedia.com that are a part of the answer. They're in the culture war. Again, as the Sons of Issachar knew the times, so do they. sonsoflibertymedia.com, 8 to 10 articles every day. Also, check out our store, our schedule. Again, if you want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing, it adjoins itself to that of sonsoflibertyradio.com, brand new website there as well, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. And if you want to call in at any time, please do. Do your best to stick to the topic as well, please. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Interesting what's transpiring here, and so quickly. As a matter of fact, we were just talking about this yesterday, and I'm going to be writing an article about it concerning Zohran Mamdani and how he's being used as one that will be ruling over the people in New York because the American people didn't deal with the corruption that the Lord commanded them to deal with. That's in fact what is happening. Leviticus 26, starting verse 14 and 15. You can go to the end of the chapter to 46 if you'd like. Also go to Deuteronomy 15 to the end of that chapter as well to 68. And as a matter of fact, take a little time and read Deuteronomy 28, 43, 51, 52, and go to 63. And again, and that will give you perfect clarity and understanding as to what's going on in this country. Now, one of the things that I brought up was Zohran Mamdani. Not only is he being set for judgment upon the American people, but he's occupying office and reproving those that the American people failed to deal with, namely Andrew Cuomo, that creep. right, the former governor. And I brought up the fact that what we need to understand as to what's going on is the Muslims are being used worldwide by the Zionist Jews to bring judgment to those nations. And I don't know what it is that people don't want to listen to, but they listen to me after the fact. They remember, wait a second, I remember Bradley Dean said that. I thought that was really kind of way out there, but wait a second, that's exactly where things are going right now. I want to let you know that my resource and reference is not one I find in the mirror. It's the one that I find in the Word of God, and it shows us what's going to happen to a nation that forgets God, and it's exactly where we're at today. Also, check out Amos chapter 4 when you get a moment. But the reason I'm saying that is because I brought up a quote, and again, I want you to hear from them, not from Bradley Dean, but the Jewish Messiah will only appear once Europe and Christianity is totally destroyed. Folks, they're fools for their pains. Never going to happen. Christianity, the seed of the righteous, is forever. As Spurgeon said, the church is the anvil, the world is the hammer. You know what, 5,000-6,000 years later, they're still warring against Christianity. It's a war they'll never win. They're trying to create a war against God. And because their father, the devil, lost that battle long ago, he wants to continuously use these minions to go ahead and continuously wage war against the Lord's creation. That's what's happening here, okay? But again, I want you to see this and I want you to hear this. The Jewish Messiah will only appear once Europe and Christianity is totally destroyed. Never going to happen. So I ask you, said Rabbi David Tautou, it is good news that Islam invades Europe. Okay, we see what's going on in the UK. We see what's going on in Europe. We also, friends, what the mainstream media doesn't want to show you in America today is how those people are being sent into exile now and how the people of those prospective countries in Europe are rising up in the millions, demanding the removal of the Muslims that have been treasonously allured into their prospective countries. Okay, the people are standing up now. They waited for the damage. They suffered the abuse. Now, after the flat fact, they're standing up and demanding their said representatives to remove these people and send them back to where they came from. You're not going to hear that from the mainstream media, but that's what, in fact, is happening. Okay? But again, making the point here, Rabbi David Tautou said that it's good news that Islam invades Europe. Now, listen carefully as to what he says next. He said, it is excellent news. He said, Islam is the broom of Israel. In other words, they're using the Muslims to do their biddings for them to remove their opposition so they can, what? Occupy in their place. Now, the reason I'm bringing all of this up, because here's the correlation real quick, is Zohran. Now, for many that don't realize that Bradley Dean was trying to tell you, the same media that's up to Zohran's mouth and the cameras that are put to his face are the same ones that are put to Donald Trump's face. You need to understand that Donald Trump, as we all the well know, the world now knows, that Netanyahu, his name is not Netanyahu, for those that are new here, it's Mylakowski. Read Revelation 3:9, claiming to be what he's not, just the exact opposite. Read 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15 as well. But you need to understand that these are the people that are using the Muslims to drive out the people in the West. That would be us. Just like I said, making reference to the Word of God. But look at this. Both Jews now and Muslims will come together under the religious banner to gain strength behind Noahide laws. Okay, both calling for the destruction of Satan. And they call the West, the people in the West, Satan. Trump, being a Chabad Lubavitch Jew, will enact Noahide laws. So what are we seeing? And what am I saying here? Well, again, I'm just making a reference to what they're saying and what they're doing. Zohran Mamdani posted, I was honored to receive the endorsement of Rabbi Moshe Indig and Aharonim leaders in Williamsburg today, where we were joined by my friend. He said, together we will fight the scourge of anti-Semitism. Did you hear this? And build a city that works for New Yorkers. Folks, this is, what am I laughing at? I'm laughing at, because friends, it doesn't get any more plainer than what they're doing once again. And you've been forewarned at every given turn from this platform that that's exactly what's going on. So it went from, look at all the Islamophobia going on, to now the very next day, after he wins his candidacy, to say that we're going to fight from anti-Semitism. We're going to fight it together. We're going to get rid of all of that. Why is that? Because they're all working for the same people. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spalding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall and prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again. Forgive me. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want you to listen carefully. The same people that are funding Donald Trump, those that he's subservient to through extortive measures, are the same ones that Zohran Mamdani is subservient to as well. You just seen yesterday Mamdani talking about how the fact that he is a Muslim, he's a Marxist, he's a socialist, he's a communist, he's everything that has no lawful right to occupy office in America, but the people stand back and let him do it. And what do they do, friends? He sits there, he gets the presidential, or I'm sorry, not the presidential, he gets the mayoral nod, so that means he now wins, and he will become the next mayor of New York, correct? And interestingly enough, he's going to stop this Islamophobia, playing up to the Muslims, the day after he wins. Oh, and by the way, this sweet little guy, when he's on his campaign trail, he's got this big smile on his face, super nice guy, right? He's committing what they call taqiyya. That means he lies to get his vantage point, and that's exactly what he's done, because instantaneously, literally instantaneously, once he wins office, he starts to carry a different tone, okay? And with that, what you need to understand, it's not about stopping Islamophobia, because now what they're doing is joining forces with rabbis to stop the scourge of anti-Semitism. Isn't that what Donald Trump said he was going to do too? Isn't that why those subservient politicians in Washington that are serving Israel through their AIPAC handlers. Isn't it interesting how this all works? Yep, it's all through extortive measures, as I've said. And when that comes to the light and you haven't figured it out yet, don't tell me I didn't tell you, because I loved enough to tell you what nobody else wants to tell you. But it went from Islamophobia to anti-Semitism in one day. In one day. Hey, folks, they're coming for you. They're coming for you. Some people are saying, well, we're in a civil war right now. There's a revolution that's already started. There's no question about it. It's been going on for a long time. I also want to tell you, friends, that your enemies are not without. They're within. And I've known this since the day I stepped into a public high school in the United States of America over 25 years ago, because it wasn't the modern man that was harassing me. It was entities in the dark. You would call them the deep state, but remember, the deep state, as you would call it, doesn't exist, because it's the politicians that are giving permission to what you call the deep state to do the things that they're doing when they're illegally harassing Americans in their own country. The enemy is not without. The enemy is within. And I could have told you that a long time ago, okay? You're self-destroying, you're self-inflicting at every given step, and it's happening because of what the American people tolerate. But I want to make this point. Many people will say, well, it's not the kind of civil war that you would think of when you think of civil war. No, it's a quiet one, isn't it? Well, if you remember right, in Daniel 8:25, it says, and through his policy. See, if the American people understood the difference between policy, which is destroying our country, in constitutional law, which stands against those that are creating these unconstitutional policies, and the people in this country actually were out of gratitude, thankful for the freedoms that were given to them because they understood the price that was paid on the behalf of those that sacrificed themselves to give it, they wouldn't tolerate. They would magnify the law, just like Christ said when he came in, that he didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. He came not to destroy, but to fulfill in Matthew what? 5:17, isn't that right? Yep. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40:7, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7. The list goes on. He was a preacher of circumcision. Romans 15:8. Read Mark 10, starting in verse 17. Read the whole of chapter John 8. He was a preacher of circumcision. He came to magnify, not to destroy, moral law. Make distinction between that and ceremonial law. But do pay attention how politicians are destroying your sovereignty, destroying who you are. It's because the people are forfeiting their God-given rights to their favorite politician, who is destroying in what? A false peace. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, a narcissist. Oh my goodness, it doesn't get any more obvious than what you're seeing in the People's White House today. But he will magnify himself. He will make the first and last mistake of his life in magnifying himself in what? In his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also send up against the prince, or stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Isn't that interesting? Oh, it absolutely is. And the Lord gets the last word in. That's an exclamation. That's not a maybe. That didn't say anything by chance. This just may happen. Nope. It was, this is what is going to happen, because we're talking about the creator who sees and who is, in fact, the Alpha and the Omega. He sees the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning, or two, however you would like it to be said. But also keep in mind, much of this is happening, that the Lord said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11, and for this cause he shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Those that don't read the God's word or his moral law, they cherry pick. They say that the Old Testament is a thing of the past and the new is complete, or I'm sorry, the Old Testament is irrelevant and the New Testament is where it's all at. But yet when you go to Matthew 1, the first thing it does is talks about all the patriarchs of the faith for 42 generations. And I'm just trying to figure out where these people are getting this from. I know where they're getting it from. They're empty heads and they're empty hearts, because they're not taking the time to search the scriptures for themselves to know the truth of the matter. So those people are given a strong delusion that the Lord sends. that they all might be damned. That's including your country, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They love to go along with the party spirit that our forefathers warned us to beware of. They love their favorite politicians who entertained them out of their liberties. They just blindly followed right along. And by the way, you know what's interesting about that is I was just thinking earlier, and I came outside and I started talking to someone in the family. I said, isn't it interesting how when you look at the mainstream media, the cameras are always on the same group of people that are what? Promoting a message that a majority of the people in the country don't believe. But that's all we get to feast on because everybody else is being censored or suppressed. Okay? And the only narrative they want us to have is the one that you're getting. And the one that you're getting is given to you by media influencers and all the money that's paying those media influencers that you know of. It's all coming from the same sources, the Zionists. But isn't it interesting that those that claim, listen carefully, reminds me of what Jesus said to the Pharisees. You say that you see, but you can't. But let me say it a different way. Isn't it interesting? The people that claim to see and claim to know, and they want to teach the rest of us what it is that they really don't know. Isn't it interesting that they're the ones that claim to see that aren't asking any questions and that are following right along blindly with the mainstream media? Oh, and folks, concerning the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk, I hear it all the time. Oh, I don't believe none of that. I don't know what's out there. Oh, Bradley, don't believe none of that stuff that's going out there. Don't believe none of that media stuff. No. That's not at all what's going on. But then when you put a question to them concerning the factual information that's going on in the inside of TPUSA, all of a sudden they take a check back and it's like, oh, wait a second. Now I got to think. I didn't want to think before, but now I got to think. These are the ones that are just going along with everything. But yet it's just the normal American that doesn't claim to be anybody, doesn't claim to see anything, that are questioning everything that the mainstream media is feeding the people in this country, in the masses. In the masses. I'm here to tell you, first and foremost, the mass amount of people in this country concerning the Charlie Kirk alleged assassination, they're questioning everything concerning the narrative that's being thrown on them. And they should. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I just kind of did. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back and I want to bring you over here. Matter of fact, I'll just show this one to you right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is after the victory of Zohran Mamdani, and who now just flipped his whole message to not deal with those that have a problem with Muslims being in the country, but they're going to scourge those that promote anti-Semitism. Isn't that a little odd, friends? No, it's not odd. It's not odd, but you know what? If you would have listened to me 25 years ago when I told you this was coming, we wouldn't be here right now. When I told you that I was being censored, now you understand why I was being censored, right? But I also told you what Judges 5:8 says, that when there's other gods within, the Bible says that there's going to be war. And who's creating more war than that of your politicians and the mainstream media working hand in glove? And until the two people, and I'm talking about the people of this country, deal with these two groups of people, the mainstream media and corrupt politicians, you are done. You are done. Let me show you what's going on in New York right now. I got a bunch of Muslims crying out. They want vengeance on the American people. This is happening right in the streets of New York now. They're gathering in the thousands, calling for the destruction of America in New York City. In New York City. We'll be right back.
It should tremble.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Yeah, well, it's going to take a scoundrel like him to do exactly what's going on. You guys have seen Donald Trump's post, just for the record. He was the scoundrel they needed to do what has been done because too many people went right along with it. And, they couldn't have gotten back or behind more of a scoundrel, and they had all the information they needed on the guy. Yesterday, I was highlighting the fact that Donald Trump, his worshipers, his blind followers, his idolaters, because that's exactly what they are. Because at this point, with all the information out there, you're not going to get around your responsibility, to put a stop to what's going on here. Okay. Either you're going to put a stop to it, admit your fault and put a stop to it, or what's going to happen is you're going to be just swept away with the rest of those that are going to be swept away with, concerning this delusion that he has been sent in to save America when he's doing the exact opposite. But again, if people would just merely judge him by his fruit, you would know the difference. But most people haven't taken the time. I think there's a lot more people now that do know the truth of the matter concerning Donald. But it is what it is, right? So outside of that, I do want to go over to this, and I want to show you this right now. This is Donald Trump. He said, the world will soon understand that nothing can stop what is coming. I mean, that's pretty creepy, isn't it? I mean, that really is. I mean, this is the guy that said he was going to put a stop. Remember, he was the one that was going to make America great again. He was going to stop all the illegals from coming into the country. That was his first criminal tenure. Then he comes around and says he's going to do the same thing. By the way, he did the exact opposite that he said he was going to do during his first criminal tenure. Now he's doing it again. What he promised to do, it's all to the wayside. It doesn't matter, folks. And now he's basically predicting gloom and doom for America. And now you're seeing a massive infiltration of these illegals. And what's also interesting is Donald hasn't taken the time to round up all these governors and mayors throughout the United States that have treasonously allured them in, or federal government, the preceding administration. He hasn't rounded those people up. No, he's talking about going after the illegals, right? No, folks, don't be that foolish. And I've shared with you before, they're using ICE to sweep away your sovereignty, and it's exactly what they're doing. They're using an unconstitutional agency rather than me and you as the militia to remove them. Concerning what? The insurrection that's taking place to repeal invasion comes from we the people, not from an unconstitutional agency called ICE. Prove otherwise. Prove otherwise. 281-845-4704. I want to show you this as well. I've got a lot to cover. I wanted to show you what's going on in New York right now, and I'm going to go ahead and take that phone call in just a minute. But listen, the Muslims in the thousands are taking to the streets in America, in New York City. And I want you to listen carefully as to what they're saying about you.
We're done hiding. We're done. We're done being tortured and hurt and judged. This is the correct religion. This is the religion that all of humanity needs to be upon, of Islam. And we will not stop until it enters every home. So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. Queens should hear it. Say it as if the Ummah depends on this, my brothers and sisters.
I want you to remember, they hate you because of what you've allowed your politicians to do to their countries. That's why they call you the Great Satan. Our politicians are a reflection of what the people allow and what they don't allow. So what he's saying here, friends, if you want to get down to the nitty gritty and see the rubber meet the road concerning scripture, what he's saying is exactly right. And don't sit there and say, I'm siding with my enemy. No, I'm not going to side with the lie to appease your false understanding of what patriotism is. Patriotism means to uphold the laws concerning who we are, okay? We never had the right in any sense of the word concerning all of these unconstitutional wars that have been going on in our country. Do you realize that the time that we have been a company or a country, do you know that 90... out of all the time, we're going up on 250 years now. Did you know that 92% of the time that we've been a country, politicians have had us in wars? Can somebody show me where in the Constitution that America has a right to police other nations? Can somebody show me that, please? I didn't think so. 281-845-4704. We have over 1,000 bases in foreign countries worldwide because the American people have tolerated their politicians to use their own sons and their own daughters to shed their blood to give them more land concerning the new world order that they mean to implement. It's exactly what's going on. And that's why these people are so angry. This is New York. Brand new. Your politicians are busy, folks. We're reaping what we allowed them to sow.
The God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, and the God of the last and final prophet.
It's a false religion.
Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So, folks, it's already happening now. So all those warnings that we have faithfully given to you, morning and afternoon from the Sons of Liberty, it's going for naught, it seems, because now your backs are up against the wall. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, you're just scaring people. Well, I'll tell you what, if the consequence of what you've tolerated for the last 20 years is scaring you, then so be it. I can't make decisions for you. I can't do everything for you. Your backs are up against the wall because you've given them time to put your backs up against the wall rather than dealing with the few. Now what's going to happen? You're going to have foreigners come within and they are going to conquer this country. And that is a promise from the living God. It is the Lord that is in control. Man is not in control here. And again, when we look at scripture, what don't we understand? As the Lord rejoiced over us to do us good, right? He will also rejoice over us to do us evil if we don't keep his commandments. Common sense comes into play. Why do people stand behind the police, good police? Because they're enforcing the laws of our republic, right? To make sure everybody else is safe. Isn't that right? Isn't that what the church should be doing? To preserve what it is that the Lord has bestowed upon us? Because that's what I read in the book of Joshua, chapter 22. Where it says that when you go in to possess your land and drive out the previous occupants, when you get there, you do the same thing that I commanded you in the process when you obtain your possession. It's the same thing. And again, common sense comes into play. Wanted to go over to this, and I'll pick up my phone call in just a moment here. We have a governor in the state of Minnesota who's under 60 open investigations for treason against the people of the state of Minnesota. He's being called out again and again and again and again and again and again, and 5.9 million people let him do it again and again, and they'll do it again and they'll do it again and they'll do it again, and they are. He said he's running for a third term in the face of 60 open investigations. How much are you going to take of this, America? I'm asking. You have a Keith Ellison on a hot mic talking about his oversight concerning this $250 million fraud, Feed the Children fraud, where 54 of them have been Muslims, are already thrown in jail for their crimes. They're using the Muslims to commit the crimes here. Who's running for a third term? Here's what I want you to check out. They put up a Muslim, Fatah, who's talking like Ilhan Omar, who's claiming that white people are the problem. That's all coming from the Zionists, too. I don't know if you're aware of that. Goyim, that's me and you, using the Muslims as the broom to sweep away their opposition, like the rabbi said, not like Bradley said. But what's interesting about this is Minneapolis mayor, he's a sodomite. He's a treasonous enemy to his own people and his own country. He's committed the act of treason. He ran for a third term, and he won. I want you to hear his victory speech. Hey, Americans, let me say this. You can go ahead and turn me off all that you want to, but the Lord's voice is not going to be straightened. If you don't want to hear what it is that you should prepare for, I'm telling you what, then you're going to be taken unprepared. I would rather be prepared knowing what's coming than not. And I am telling you at this time, this point in time, that you best stand up and defend yourselves lawfully from what's coming. Because it's not like it's going to come. It's here now. It's here in your backyard. Okay? Listen to this said mayor from Minneapolis, his victory speech. Okay, his victory speech. By the way, they put it up like pro wrestling, like Jacob Frey, this sodomite. He had a real problem with this Muslim that was basically talking about Somalia and their allegiances to Somalia. And so he wanted to stand up and say, you know, we need to put a stop to this because he's doing things that he shouldn't be doing. This is the same guy that said that. And listen, this is a white man. This is a goyim, right? This is a white male. He's a pervert. He's a sick, treasonous individual, and this is his victory speech playing up to those that put him back in office. You ready for this? Listen carefully. This is a Caucasian American.
Hominwaxen. Maga Yega Wai. Yarub Farid. Boko Magala Minneapolis.
He's speaking in their tongue. His supporters are all Muslims. See how he just beguiled the people with the help of the mainstream media?
Maaga Yegawa Yarub Farid. Doka Magalada, Minneapolis.
Yeah, yeah. He's thanking all the Muslims. And you know what this dummy's doing? He has no idea how they're all sharpening their knives. Laughing at the American people who are tolerating this. Not just this clown in the circus of politics, but the people in Minneapolis that sit, there's 3.5 million people in Minnesota. And every time I hear people talk, oh, it's this, that, and the other thing. It's Muslimville. It's Little Somalia. It's this, that, and the other thing. It's Mogadishu. That's a reflection of you for tolerating it. Because their numbers aren't even close if you want to play it that way. And you keep going back to the media that keeps lying to you, telling you there's no voter fraud, yet that's all you're finding is voter fraud. And yet you want to keep playing their game and pretending with them. And then what do you do? Instead of you standing up and doing something about it and bringing a good report, you go around and tell, oh, it's all over with. You know, let's pack our bags. Let's leave. Well, I'm here to tell you again, friends, you can run from what's coming your way, but you cannot hide. You can go to California. You can go anywhere you want, but you can rest assured it's coming to you, man. It's coming. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSradio.com.
You know, I remember in 2011, I was asked to do the prayer at the state capitol, opening up session, right? And interestingly enough, I was invited in. I was greeted by all the said good guys on the representative side. I was on radio on Salem Communications for about 13 years in Minneapolis, Chicago, and D.C. during that particular time. And I was the one that was supposed to give up, you know, the opening prayer. So I talked to the chaplain. I said, I got a bit of a preface. Can I just give the preface and then go along with it and then open up in prayer? And he said, absolutely. I also met a coward named Kurt Zeller, who was Speaker of the House What a just a slimy politician. And obviously he was dealt with, no question about it. But with that, I give the prayer. I end my prayer within Jesus' name. All those people that greeted me on the way in and loved me and were so appreciative of me and loved the Tea Parties because we were a Tea Party favorite during that time nationwide. Oh, they just loved us until we said the name of Jesus. And yet they all claimed to be Christians. Now, what's interesting is 2,000 outlets within 10 minutes were reporting on me, accusing me of everything that I didn't do there that day. And the film was there to testify in the face of all of those liars. Even those that raised tongue against us, thou shalt be called what? They shall be called liars. They shall be found to be liars. Why? Because our righteousness is of the Lord. Isaiah 54, forgive me. And what was crazy about it was the following year, everybody made a big ado out of me ending my prayer within, you know, the name of Jesus. Oh, P.S., I better tell you this too. I also had a priest come up to us when we were walking out, and he said to us, "You can't be dropping the J-bomb here, Jesus bomb." It's like, hey, listen, guy, we're not in the business of denying the Christ. I don't know if you've read that Bible before, but you should probably read it again. I don't want to be denied by him. And by the way, even if he does deny me, I'm not going to deny him. That's what's inside of me. I'm beyond believing. I know in whom I believed, right? And now a year later, those same people that had a problem with me dropping the J-bomb are trying to figure out why they got an imam up at the same pulpit that I opened up session with concerning my prayer under Jesus' name. And if you look at all the inscriptions on the side of the building in the Capitol, it all attests to what I was saying was true. Furthermore, they should have knew that because all of them put their hand on the Bible before they actually entered to serve the people in the state of Minnesota. And they say, so help me God, right? Those same people that had a problem with me dropping the J-bomb were the same ones complaining 1 year later when they started noticing that the imams were taking to the pulpits and opening up prayer and opening up session in the name of their false God. So I want you to understand that the Lord will have his way. When your enemies conquer you, you need to understand that's a blaspheme against the name of the living God. But you also need to understand that the Lord is allowing it to bring judgment upon his people that claim to be his people that were not his people through the purgings called judgment, Isaiah 4:4. So again, I think if people would really kind of read the Bible and understand what's going on here, the Lord is behind all of this. He's rejoicing over the people now to do them what? To repay them to their face. He will not be slack to repay them to their face that hate him. Okay, read Deuteronomy 7:10 and 11. I mean, if the Bible doesn't teach you righteous judgment, then what does it teach you, people? I mean, that is what common law is, and that is what our government is established upon, correct? Yeah, I just wanted to make clear that we all understood that. And you all know the purposes of governments to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Now you're seeing it play out backwards. They're inverted. They're upside down. That's a reflection of the people because every country deserves the government that it has because that government is a reflection of what the people tolerate. I'm going to go ahead and take Margie from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Margie, what say you?
Hey, Bradley. So you think fries a plant that, or do you believe that the Muslims actually are using him and voting him in? I mean, the guy is so stupid.
Well, no, the problem is, again, the people are believing the media that's throwing numbers out there that don't exist. None of these people, Margie, from Tim Walz to Keith Ellison to Ilhan Omar to Amy Klobuchar to Jacob Fry, and the list goes on. They're not being held accountable for the crimes that they're committing against the people. They keep continuously committing more crime and more crime and more crime, and you see the people in the state of Minnesota do nothing but sit there and play it safe. They call themselves the conservatives. They do nothing because they know their place. They know how far they can go before the media attacks them, so they've already been conditioned like a bunch of good little stooges that they are, for the most part, because they're tolerating the crimes. I can't stand back and feel sorry for a people that don't help themselves. That's just, you can't offer mercy to people that reject mercy. And that's exactly what they're doing because they're not responding. And Margie, it reminds me of a guy that was on a ship, and it's a true story. where the enemies kept shooting at his ship, but because he was such a merciful captain, he just kept letting it go. And so he allowed it to happen once, and then he allowed it to happen twice. And the people on the ship were looking at the captain and saying, what are you doing? You're being merciful to a people that are not, you know, sorry for what's in fact going on here. And you need to deal with them. And I'm talking about this analogy to be proposed or to be laid at the feet of the American people, because this is how they're acting. So what does the captain do? Instead of actually dealing with those that are shooting at them, well, what does the captain do? He offers them mercy again. That's not mercy. That's stupidity. That is stupidity. Absolutely. And that's what the people in the state of Minnesota are doing. They're saying, oh, we'll just give them more mercy. We'll just give up our land. We'll just let them come in and destroy our cities that we've spent so much time, blood, sweat, and tears putting into building up the cities that they're now destroying. We'll just allow those that are coming into our country that were afforded asylum to continuously attack us and steal from us and use our money and go after our kids and traffic them. And just, I mean, I can go on. It's so frustrating. It's like, Bradley, you need to get a grip. No, I don't need to get a grip. You need to become radicalized in the sense of righteousness and stand up for yourselves and your kids, because at this point in history, you're beyond a pivoting point. You better stand up for yourselves, Americans, and understand who's bringing this onto yourselves, because you're procuring everything in this country onto yourselves. Nobody's doing it for you, and it reminds me of Amos 6:3. That they are going to, want to just deter this and act like it's not happening. Soon enough, it's going to be at your front door. And P.S., how many times have I said that to the people that listen and watch me? It's going to come to your front door. And now you have the Muslims, a day after the victory of Zohran Mamdani, who claims to be everything but what we are, now saying that we're going to enter into every American home. They're doing it in Texas. They're doing it in Dearborn. They're doing it in Minneapolis. They're doing it in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I mean, all over the country. And somehow the American people are still appeased. They don't even care about their kids enough to have a conversation and getting together with people in their communities and saying, hey, we need to do something about what's going on. They're still deaf as an adder. And they're okay to be there for some reason. That is until they hear the knock on their door.
That's exactly, Bradley. And I just read an article, I don't mean to interrupt, but I know we're getting low on time, where the Muslims are holding demonstrations and booths at these colleges. Like, our kids aren't indoctrinated enough.
Yeah.
But you know what? Even these kids are standing up, and they're learning their Muslim, and they're learning the Shihad laws, and they're arguing with them.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to take, is these young people, because the other ones are just brain dead like goldfish.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I'm so frustrated, and they should be afraid. And more afraid than these Muslims, what they're going to do to them, is what our Lord and Savior is going to do on the Day of Judgment.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I'm listening. No, I'm listening, Margie. I didn't mean to. There's a little bit of a delay going on
here. I know how I feel. I see how you feel. The emotion and the anger, and we've spent years now, Bradley, trying to wake these fools up. And I'm at the point where you're going to get what you deserve.
That's really,
I pray for you, but you're going to get what you deserve.
Yeah, and I don't.
And that's all I wanted to say.
I appreciate it. You know, and with what Margie said here in ending, friends, how do you offer, you know, someone to say, well, that's really cruel. Boy, that's really unthinkable what she just said. Well, let me ask you something. How many times do I need to scream in your face and yell in your face saying your house is on fire, and you still remain in that house that's on fire? And you think there's something wrong with me for yelling at you to get out of the house that's on fire and telling you to stand up and get educated and do something about what's going on in this country? It's a good thing our forefathers didn't think the way that you thought, because if they did, instead of you saying thank you, what you do is you get angry at people like me. Amos 5:15. Hey, listen, folks, your country's on fire. I'm telling you who's responsible for starting the fires. And the fact of the matter is, your sin's finding you out, and you got people in your country trying to conquer your country right now, and you still ain't got it. No, that's called love that fulfills the law. That's not hate. That's love. Okay? And I suppose you'll figure that out soon enough. See ya.